would you like to pick up Beyond the Darkness?
I want everybody to pick up Beyond the Darkness.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want it to be segregated just to a church audience, although it is absolutely a gospel record. But it's not your traditional gospel record. It's I call it pop gospel. You know, it's definitely pop. It's very crossover commercial. The only thing that's non-commercial about it are the lyrics, because I definitely stayed with a Christian base. But everybody needs God. So not only does the church need God, the world needs him. We already know about him. We need to take him out there so they can know about him, you know, and right. to see him in us and to hear and to hear him through us. So I want everybody to get it. Absolutely. Everybody that watched the VH1 show, I want them to get it too.
For real. What's the hardest to do? Is it harder doing secular, or is it harder doing inspiration and gospel music? Which one is the hardest for you?
Well, you have to remember now that my experience doing secular music was just what it was. It was an experience. I had signed a contract, and I just basically sang what I was told. So it's different when you're on the creative end of it and you're writing your songs, or you're sitting in there with the writer and singing about what you want to sing about. So it wasn't really hard. It was hard for me not being able to connect to the song that I was being given.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
So, but music is music to me. Like, the things that I write about that don't have spiritual basis are like, I'm a dreamer. Yes, you can. Yes, you will. I sing about music that uplifts people, changes their life, gives them a different perspective. My gospel music is what it is. Church. I'm a church girl. I was a praise leader. I come from a long line of pastors and preachers and stuff. So, you know, it is what it is.
You mentioned 10 years and without recording, and you didn't know whether or not you wanted to record again. Was it really hard? Because you have a very, very beautiful voice. You're a very talented person, very talented writer. Was it really hard going day by day, saying to yourself, well, this is it, I don't think I want to do it again?
No, not necessarily. You know why? Because I was tired. I was tired of the music business. I was tired of everything about music. I was tired. I got to the place of, you know, even in my house where I wouldn't even sing. I just went on about my day. I kind of closed that musical side of me down for a while. And then I remember one day getting in the shower and I was washing my hair. And I remember singing, yes, Jesus, love me, yes. And then I realized, wait a minute, I can sing. And that's when I think tears began to stream down my face, and I realized that it wasn't about anything that had happened to me. It wasn't about any of the bad contracts that I'd signed or that my parents signed. It wasn't about that. It was about me fulfilling my destiny, which was music. And however, which way it came, at the end of the day, I didn't want it to be said that Taylor walked the earth and never fulfilled her destiny. So that's when I let everything go and took whatever type of experiences that I had. I started to see a positive in every bad situation. And once I was able to do that, I was able to move on and begin to sing again.
What's next for you, Tara-Lynn?
Well, like, I'm working on a lot of things right now. I'm working on a perfume and body line entitled Beyond the Darkness, which is slated to be released in November. I'm working in conjunction with Walmart on mini concerts and in stores right now. A tour, the Beyond the Darkness tour. So the sky's the limit. I believe I can be anything, have what I dream, sit in heavenly places. I believe it all. So you know me. I'm a big dreamer.
I heard that. Our guest, Tara-Lynn Ramsey, the project is out today in stores. Go get it. Beyond the Darkness. Tara-Lynn, as we wrap things up, what's a positive word you want to leave with our audience?
I just want to tell everybody to never give up on your dreams, to never say that you can't do whatever it is that you dream. Every and anything is possible. Yes, you can make it. If you can believe, if you can dream it, you can become it. It sounds so cliche, but it's so true. And remember, at the end of the day, anything that's worth having is worth fighting for. So fight for it. Go get your blessings. Go get your dreams. And remember that you are beyond the darkness, and that there really is a brighter future that lies ahead.
For folks who want to keep in touch with Tarilyn, tell us how can they keep in touch with you, and of course, tell them how they can pick up your new CD.
Well, if you guys want to keep in touch with me, you can definitely go visit my website, which is www.tarilyn, T-A-R-R-A-L-Y-N, ramsey.com. Sign up on the street team. You'll get a newsletter and all of that. And then you can also go pick up my new record at Walmart, your local Christian bookstores, FYE, Best Buy, all those stores. Just go get it. And if you can't get it in there, you can also order it online.
Our guest, Tarilyn Ramsey. Tarilyn, thank you for your time. May God continue to bless you. And we just love what you do.
Thank you so much, Mr. HJ. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to interview me.
You are welcome. Our guest, Tarilyn Ramsey, on Star 94.1.
Wow.